This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, a paradox. Pharmaceutical companies often don't develop drugs and vaccines for infectious diseases like malaria and tuberculosis because there's not much money in it. That's because most people with those conditions are poor and live in countries with health systems with little means to pay. But what about other incentives to combat global health epidemics? From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein says the answer may be unveiled today at the World Health Organization.
Binghamton University professor Nicole Hassoun has created what she calls the Global Health Impact Index. Like the name suggests, it looks at the impact of drugs for HIV, AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis, infectious diseases that kill millions every year.
We don't have a good index, at least not until now. We didn't have a very good index to measure the actual impacts of the drugs.
The index looks at need and access to medications and spits out a ranking of drug company effectiveness at treating these conditions. That's why Sanofi executive Francois Bompart says an index like this, which Sanofi sits atop of, could lead to more investment.
It's going to be a good way for people to compare their performance and be an incentive to do better, to be more creative.
Bompart says competition is a good thing. In the absence of economic incentives, he says just publishing these findings creates a stronger incentive to be better corporate citizens. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.